You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to another evening walk down the Lal Street on today, the Wednesday, the 16th of January, a hump day. It was a flat end. Despite being a hump day, it was a rather flat end to the Lal Street amid what was a rather volatile day, and Nifty ended below 10,900. These are among the big stories we'll be chasing as we'll take this evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
A largely volatile day came to a flat close on Wednesday today as investors awaited stronger cues from global and domestic fronts. The Nifty ended the session below 10,900, which it had reclaimed right at its opening tick. The Sensex slipped around 150 points off the day's high points, while an underperformance was visible among mid-caps. Meanwhile, the Bank Nifty outperformed all its peers, with ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank and Yes Bank being its top contributors. Sectorally, BSE Metal Index slipped 0.68%, followed by the BSE FMCG Index, which dropped 0.74%, and the BSE Telecom Index closed 0.82% lower. On the other hand, IT rose 0.65%, while the BSE Oil and Gas Index closed with gains of about 0.6%. The day did begin on a rather positive note, following upbeat global cues. Additionally, they reacted to Brexit-related developments in the United Kingdom. The Nifty had reclaimed the 10,900 mark, while the Sensex rose around 100 points in opening trade. The market remained lackluster and traded in narrow ranges in the absence of any fresh news or triggers from both domestic and global markets. The direction in the coming days would depend to a large extent on the earnings season that is coming up, and also the developments around US government shutdown, Brexit and further monetary actions from China. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 2.96 points, or 0.01%, at 36,321.29, and the Nifty was higher by 3.5 points, or 0.03%, to close at 10,890.3. The market breadth was negative as 1,214 shares advanced against a decline of 1,337 shares, while 146 shares remained unchanged. Very quickly, some stocks that made all the news on the Lal Street. We start things off with Jet Airways, which plunged more than 8% after a media report said shareholder Etihad Airways offered to invest in company at a price which is nearly half of today's, Tuesday's closing price. Indiabulls Integrated Services shares were locked in 5% upper circuit at 32.05 rupees after receiving R1 acceptance from the insurance regulator for its life insurance business. FMCG major Hindustan Unilever is expected to report a strong growth in the October-December quarter, driven by volume growth and operational performance, along with price hikes taken in detergents and in skincare categories. During the second quarter of FY19, the stock ended 1% lower ahead of results. Some other stocks that made the news. Private sector lender DCB Bank has reported a massive 51% year-on-year growth in the third quarter profit at 86.1 crore rupees despite higher provisions. The growth was largely driven by NII, other income and operating income. The scrip, but did end 1% lower. Share price of specialty restaurants in Mumbai locked at 20% upper circuit on Wednesday today after the company reported robust numbers in the quarter ended December 2018. Share price of Rallis India rose 1% as the company considers merger of its wholly owned subsidiary with itself. Shares of Jai Bharat Maruti slipped 5% after the company reported a weak set of numbers for third quarter FY19. And finally, shares of Texmaco Rail and Engineering gained 1% as the company bagged an order worth 262 crore rupees. Well, if those were the stocks that made the news on the Lal Street, as usual, let's take a quick trip around the world and find out what global markets have been up to. European markets are open and they are trading higher as investors continue to digest Brexit vote developments. The Pan-European Stock 600 at the time of my saying this is around 0.3% up in early morning deals. Turning eastward now to Asia-Pacific markets, Asia-Pacific markets traded mixed despite an overnight rally on Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 112.54 points or 0.55% to close at 20,442.75, while the broader topics index, also of Japan, slipped 4.95 points or 0.32% to close at 1,537.77. In South Korea, the Kospi rose 8.92 points or 0.43% to close at 2,106.1. Well, seismic developments taking place in Britain in regards to the Brexit deal and, of course, the shutdown in the United States continues, and how all of these will contribute to an already steadying oil price, and how it all matters when it comes to the emerging markets, especially India, because that's a matter of concern to us, is something that's going to be clearer to us over the course of the coming few days. And we are here to inform you of all of those and more. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com. dlalstreet.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.